Guys, welcome to another session with Esther Wangari, and today is Storytime Monday. If you're new here and you don't know what Gen Z Africa is all about, Gen Z Africa is a podcast and a movement that deals with the society and culture in Africa in relation to being born a Gen Z. The Gen Z Africa podcast is directed to help the current generation, born 1997 to 2010, in Africa to find peace by aspiring to be themselves and have conversations that matter with good intentions. I'm your host, Esther Wangari, and I'm a citizen. I'm a Kenyan citizen, and I'm a citizen to the Gen Z. So you guys dive into the multiple topics, interesting story times, diverse views, trending films, and many more, and subscribe and download to avoid missing any episode. Our previous Storytime Monday was on the history of social revolution, which I want to really thank you guys, because this episode was meant to, you know, teach us the true meaning of revolution and why it's important. And I really got a lot of feedback and a lot of listeners. By the way, I checked the statistics and I was baffled. I was shocked. I was amazed, because within, I think, 48 hours, we had like 100 people who had listened already. For me, it was not more about how many people have listened, but how many people were waiting to listen to this episode. That gave me so much joy. It gives you so much joy to know that 100 people were waiting to listen to an episode. I don't know, but that sounded crazy to me. That sounded like a big number, considering, you know, the statistics and related to the previous episode. This episode really, really, really gave me, you know, a lot of confidence to continue giving you guys interesting story times, and not only story times about myself. And it made me think about, you know, a lot of things differently in terms of Storytime Monday, and a lot of things differently in terms of the content that I'm giving out there, you know, in terms of Gen Z Africa, and, you know, Gen Z Africa as a movement and as a podcast by itself. So in this episode, it taught us the true meaning of revolution, and it's important to, you know, remember that revolution happens when there's a serious need. And it was amazing. I could go on and on and talking about the previous episode, because it really made me so excited. And yeah, I just want to thank you guys for, you know, the views, the opinions, everything, the listening, the listener, like the people who shared. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate you guys who share to your friends, to your family, to your loved ones, to other Gen Zs in Africa. I mean, why should they miss out? Why? Why? Anyway, for those people also who, you know, pardon the quality or the sound quality at that time, I really took time to listen either way. That was amazing also. That just showed like the fandom is there, and that's deep, Monse. That's really, really deep. Anyway, I could go on and on and on and on and on, and you guys know I can go on and on and on and on when I'm really excited about something. So I was really, really excited about that. Anyway, today's Storytime Monday is something completely different, and it's about deception and society. So it's all about self-deception and deception and society. So those are two different topics, but they just revolve around, you know, one word, deception. So there's self-deception, and then there's deception and society. So we're going to talk about the two of them, and we're going to know, like, what does it mean? How to know if you're being deceived? What is deception? How is it used? And all that. So knowledge is power, and I believe that it's so important to know some of these terms and how they're used. It's not enough to just, you know, have it, or to just, you know it as, you know, deception, deceived words. It's more important to know what it actually means, how it actually relates to us, and what we can do about it. And, you know, it's important. Like, I try to clarify about any kind of topic, it's important to, you know, know what it actually means. So I'm very, very interested in taking you through the research that I did and also giving you a story time meanwhile about, you know, my stories and deception and what I've heard about deception. I'm so sure deception is not a new word to any of you. So yeah, welcome to Storytime Monday. I'm going to say something very quickly. I will give credits to the people who have helped me in this research and have helped me, you know, I'll sync in some voices here and I'll give credit to them at the end of this episode. But I really hope that as you listen in, you will, you know, learn with me, and this will be an interesting story time for you guys.
Self-deception is simply the problem of not knowing I have a problem. A willful blindness to our own part in the problems we face. It's one of the primary sources of conflict in our personal lives and the underlying issue that is at the heart of most organizational problems as well. It is a problem we all have. It's like being stuck in a box. When we are self-deceived, we no longer really see what's going on. We become blind to reality.
Everyday people use self-deception to motivate themselves. It's happening all around us. And taking that even further, our next guest says that lying to yourself improves your ability to lie to everybody else. With us today is Robert Trivers, a biology professor at Rutgers University and an expert on deception. He's the author of The Folly of Fools, The Logic of Deceit and Self-Deception in Human Life. Good day for this. Indeed. I suppose every day is a good day for this. You say, many people see optimism and self-deception as a defense strategy to stay sane, to maintain a sense of sanity in a harsh world. You argue that it is a psychological attack mechanism. What does that mean?
It means that the major function of self-deception is the better to deceive others. So in that sense, it's an aggressive or an offensive strategy. It's not defensive. The psychologists interpret it generally as it's a defensive strategy to keep us happy. And they cite the fact that depressed people do not engage in much in self-inflation. So then they argue that if we were all realistic, we wouldn't get out of bed in the morning, we'd be depressed. But that's getting cause and effect badly backwards, because when you're depressed, it's not a good time for self-inflation. If anything, it's a good time for a little bit of self-criticism. But if you cannot pull off self-inflation very good when you're depressed. If I'm walking along depressed and saying I'm better looking than everybody, it's implausible on its face. So psychologists have a history of getting things backwards because they don't come out of any kind of functional, i.e. evolutionary understanding of why we would have been selected in the first
place. So walk us through the benefits, or what is the forward or the non-backwards way to deal with the issue of self-deception? In other words, if I say, okay, it's okay for me to deceive myself that I'm the greatest anchor man that ever walked the face of the earth because it makes me feel better about myself and I'm less depressed and I don't know, all that sort of thing, or I'm the whatever I may think about myself or want to deceive myself to.
No,
I say that's an aggressive act towards everybody else.
Yes, because I don't see you as pumping yourself up as being the greatest anchor person as being in order to improve your happiness so much as to fool the rest of us into thinking you're a better anchor person than you really are.
Right.
And insofar as you believe your deception or your lies,
what if I think I'm terrible? What if I think I'm the worst anchor that ever walked the face? What if the self-deception is negative?
Well, that's a very good question, and there are a minority of people that practice the diminutive side. So we can show that there are some people that regard themselves as uglier than they really are, and that is sometimes traced to a certain kind of parental upbringing in which they lack a basic kind of self-confidence. So yes, for a minority of people, they self-deceive downwards, and it's not clear that that's to their benefit at all.
Humans are imperfect beings. Each one of us is flawed in a diverse number of ways. We make countless mistakes, are unsuccessful in many of our endeavors, and are victims of numerous bad habits. Yet despite all this, we have a basic need to think well of ourselves. We want to believe that we are good people, and that the path in life we have chosen is a noble one. The easiest way to reconcile our need for a positive self-image with the existence of our many flaws and shortcomings is through hiding our defects, both from ourselves as well as others. In this pursuit, we are often far more successful in deceiving ourselves than we are at hiding our flaws from those close to us.
Deception goes way beyond merely your unenlightenment and your not knowing what you are and who you are, existentially. It affects your relationships, your career, it affects all your emotions, it affects all your beliefs, like everything you call life is affected by this. Every social institution, every interaction with every human being, your attitude towards every single object that you've ever encountered. So we're talking about much more than just becoming enlightened here. We're talking about like the operating system of the human mind. But we're also talking about how you live your life and why you live your life the way you do. Because when your entire sense of being is predicated upon deception, then of course your entire attitude towards reality is based on deception, and therefore that's how you live. You self-deceive every single day. There are big self-deceptions and little self-deceptions. One self-deception within another, within another, within another. It's a giant nest of self-deception. In a sense, that's what you are. Your whole body and mind and everything is just built out of self-deception. That's like the material of which you are made. At least that's what you get if you stop assuming that reality is objective. See, because if you assume there is such a thing as objective reality, then none of this makes sense. You don't need any of this. But when you stop assuming that, then all of a sudden, this very interesting new possibility opens up to you. It's that self-deception is much more powerful of a force than you ever assumed. It wasn't just about lying or cheating a little bit here and there, manipulating someone over there, you know, pulling something over on someone over here. It's not just this little stuff. It's much more than that. You're actually changing reality itself with your self-deceptions. That's how powerful this can be.
So the first half was just to introduce you guys to what self-deception really is and how deep it is. We'll go on about, you know, how it relates to us as Gen Zs in Africa. First of all, we are just going to talk about deception at its best during this period of, you know, during this generational period of the Gen Z. It's easier to get deceived because it's easier for us to be influenced. Very easy. We have social media. We have the whole world is in front of us. Like, self-deception can become our next mirror, and not our next mirror, but it is our mirror. We walk every single day and we deceive ourselves constantly. And not only do we deceive ourselves, we deceive other people, and we don't even realize when we're doing it. Not that's a problem. Like, how do you know? So there's this TikTok and reel that's really nice and swing on around it, and I kind of like it. I don't mind it. But it's a TikTok and reel that goes like, how will they know? They won't know. How will they know? They won't know. So somebody is doing something. Let's say Okay, let me use the one which I saw. So, Unona, you see somebody who, let's say, is big in body. So, what they do is they wear a waist trainer and then they put jeans and then they tuck in the top. And to themselves, they say, or in the background, it says, how will they know? They won't know. How will they know? They won't know. And it's not just about, body. But there's so many that's there. Like, if you guys can go and check the trend, I'm so sure you've ever seen it. Like, where the background is, how will they know? They won't. They're not gonna know. How will they know? They're not gonna know. So there's so many other things. And if you see what people are doing, you'll be shocked because even if it were you, like, you wouldn't know. Like, for real, how would you know? You wouldn't know. Unless they told you, you wouldn't know. Same to self-deception. Self-deception is a mirror. It's a mirror of us. It's a mirror of ourselves. It's a mirror of who we are. We literally deceive ourselves every single day, every single day. And who can blame us? We have so much room for it. So much room for self-deception. Being in the generation we are gives us so much room for self-deception. At the end of the day, guys, don't lie to yourself. A person who lies to themselves, it's like they listen to their own lie, and it comes to the point that they cannot even distinguish the truth or within, themselves or around them. And that makes you lose respect not only for yourself, but also for others. So I hope with all this said, you've had a good Storytime Monday. Happy Storytime Monday. Credits go to the Abigail Institute. Actualized.org, CBNC, and Robert Rogers.